I did my best to sound surprised. Yes, God only knows what we did to offend him. I'm sure it wasn't anything. I wondered what it was about his implants that needed fixing, but decided the question could wait. I suppose there's a good chance he's already on Yellowstone, or nearly there. I wouldn't want to be too late following him down. I can't let him have all the fun, can I? She eyed me judiciously.
You were friends with him, Tanner?
Well, sort of.
Travelling companions, then?
I suppose that about sums it up, yes.
I see.
Her face was serenely impassive, but I could imagine what she was thinking, that Rajvic had never mentioned travelling with anyone else, and that if our friendship had existed at all, it must have been lopsided. Actually, I was rather hoping he'd have waited for me.
Well, he probably didn't want to burden the infirmary with someone who had no need of its ministrations. Either that, or there was some amnesia after all. We can try and contact him, of course. It won't be simple, but we do our best to keep tabs on those we revive, just in case there are complications.
And, I thought, because some of them repay the Idlewild hospitality when they are rich and secure on Yellowstone, and they see the mendicants as a means of gaining influence over newcomers. But I only said, no, that's kind, but not at all necessary. Best if I meet him in person, I think. She regarded me carefully before answering.
You'll be wanting his address on the surface, then?
I nodded. I appreciate there are matters of confidentiality to be considered, but...
He'll be in Chasm City,
Amelia said, as if the utterance itself was a heresy, as if the place was the vilest pit of degradation imaginable.
That's our largest settlement, the oldest one.
Yes, I've already heard of Chasm City.
Can you narrow it down slightly?
I did my best not to sound sarcastic. A district would help.
I can't really help you very much. He didn't tell us exactly where he was going. But you could start in the Canopy, I suppose.
The Canopy?
I've never been there. But they say you can't miss it.
I discharged myself the day after. I wasn't under any illusion that I was totally well, but I knew that if I waited any longer, the chances of my picking up Rajvic's trail again would dwindle to zero. And while some parts of my memory had still not come back into absolutely sharp focus, there was enough there to function with, enough to let me get on with the job in hand. I went back into the chalet to gather my things, the documents, the clothes they had given me, and the pieces of the diamond gun, and once again found my attention drawn to the alcove in the wall, which had so disturbed me upon waking. I'd managed to sleep in the chalet since then, and while I wouldn't have described my dreams as restful, the images and thoughts that had raced through them were of Sky Houseman. The blood on my sheets each morning testified to that. But when I woke, there was still something about the alcove that chilled me, and which was as irrational as ever. I thought of what Dustya had told me about the indoctrinal virus, and wondered if there was anything in my infection which could cause such a baseless phobia. The virally generated structures linking to the wrong brain centers, perhaps. But at the same time, I wondered if the two things might not be connected at all. Afterwards, Amelia met me and walked with me up the long meandering trail which led to heaven, climbing higher and higher towards one of the habitat's conic endpoints. The gradient was so mild that walking was barely an effort, but there was a feeling of euphoric relief as my weight diminished, and each step seemed to send me a little higher and further. When we had walked in silence for 10 or 15 minutes, I said, "Is it true what you hinted at earlier, Amelia, that you were once one of us?"
"A passenger, you mean?"
"Yes, but I was just a child when it happened.